And now West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, many tributes posted to the WLBB Facebook page Monday for a local small business owner who died in a single vehicle crash over the weekend. According to the Georgia State Patrol, Jimmy Smith was behind the wheel of a white Ford F-150 on Georgia Highway 113 Sunday when he experienced a medical episode. His vehicle traveled off the roadway to the right, striking a power pole with the front bumper. Smith was transported to Tanner in Villarica, where he was pronounced deceased. Smith was the owner-operator of Jimmy Smith Plumbing. 11 people facing felony drug charges following a multi-city drug investigation in West Georgia. The GBI says the investigation began in September. Agents identified members of a drug trafficking organization living in Harrelson County, Carroll, Heard, and Troop Counties, also Cleburne County, Alabama. Following the joint investigation, authorities conducted search warrants at homes in Temple, Buchanan, and in LaGrange. Harrelson County Sheriff's Office, along with other agencies, seizing 5 kilos of methamphetamine, 2 pounds of marijuana, fentanyl, and psilocybin mushrooms. The GBI said they also found 6 guns and $14,000. Those arrested range in age from 27 to 67. We should know the results of the runoff election for Villarica mayor not too long after the polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. Only 2 polling places in the city, Powell Park and Mirror Lake Elementary. They're open from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. on Tuesday. In the initial election last month, mayoral candidate Leslie McPherson was a little less than 100 votes shy of having enough votes in that 4-person race to avoid a runoff. But in the end, McPherson collected almost 46% of the approximately 1,500 total votes cast. Voters today will decide whether McPherson or Mayor Gil McDougall will be the city's mayor in 2024. Both candidates have been on the WLBB Community Voice program twice during their campaigns. And just to be different here, let me share what both candidates had to say when they had the opportunity to say something nice about the other. First, McDougall.
Of course I can say something nice about Leslie. I think that when Leslie was a ward member, that she did her best to be responsive to those folks who lived in her ward. And I think that's admirable to be able to do that. I don't know how much she was able to accomplish in those responses, but I think it's admirable that she worked really hard over there.
And now McPherson.
Really, as a city councilman, we worked together quite a bit, communicated back and forth on whether it's ordinances, legislation, that type of thing, and has a good sense of humor, can be very funny, and that comes in handy with everything that's going on in the world.
The complete Community Voice programs with those candidates are still available online at Newstalk1330.com and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. Meanwhile, the city of Villarica has reconsidered the initial decision to cancel this year's Christmas parade, which they announced this past Friday due to expected rain throughout the day Saturday. City of Gold on Monday announcing that the parade has now been rescheduled for next Saturday, along with several other events. Mistletoe Market will open at 2 o'clock Saturday, along with entertainment on the mill stage. The parade begins at 3 o'clock, and Happy Valley Church will end at the mill, and the tree lighting takes place at 7 o'clock p.m. Continued efforts to bring awareness of the dangers of fentanyl and other opioids and the impact they're having on the region. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday will consider authorization of $60,000 from the National Distributor Opioid Settlement Fund for advertising and marketing with local media platforms for an opioid and fentanyl awareness campaign. The campaign could include radio spots, newspaper ads, videos ahead of movies and theaters, and videos and announcements at local sporting events. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.